Smile. 90.4 FM.
Laughable is the name of the show.
Laughable. Smileable was already taken. So,
listen, is this your first proper show post-pandemic?
It is very much my first proper show post-pandemic. Do you know that mask mandates and things were only being removed in July when we were on our way to Artsfest?
Yeah.
So this is my first time I can be in a proper theatre where you can actually have a bottle of water in front of you, where your audience doesn't have a mask over their face, where you can fill up a space and everyone can laugh out loud and, you know, share the same air.
Laugh doesn't sound the same when it's muffled by a mask.
It is terrible, and I have many people in my audience who are not loud laughers. They're big smilers.
You want to see that smile?
Exactly. Right. Then I'm looking at those eyes going, is that a smile?
Or smirk?
Is it a smirk? Do you have a stomach cramp? What is going on over here?
Are you nervous at all since this is the case? Any butterflies?
A little bit of butterflies because it's a lot of new material, but it's also very personal. The story is very personal in Laughable. It's about, I don't want to go into too much detail, but it's just kind of about surviving the pandemic and what we've been through. It's not a pandemic-centric show, but it is kind of a reflection on the lessons that I learned in that space, which is that, you know, at the end of the day, hey man, we're on this crazy ride and you've got to enjoy every day and find the moments to laugh and find the moments to smile, and that's what the show is about.
People are hungry, eh? I mean, this lockdowns that we've had, I mean, whatever. You can throw pretty much anything these days. People will go, but they're looking for the quality stuff as well.
Well, we hope to provide that quality stuff as well. No, I think there was a sense, right, to answer your question earlier about the first proper show. There was a sense that people were not socially fit for the last couple of months.
Yeah.
People would go out at 7, you're out at 7, come 9:30 at night, people are like, okay, I've got to go home.
We're yawning.
It's
we're
yawning
tired.
Time. Okay, sure. I can't do dessert. I must go. Whereas now I feel like that fatigue has passed and people are finally ready to go, okay, now we can go out for an evening. Let's actually go and have good times.
You've named it Laughable. There's the implication that you've taken fairly serious subject matter and kind of spun it into a bit of a laugh.
That is exactly what it is. Listen, I mean, don't get me wrong. It's not going to be a heavy, heavy show. There are one or two moments when I'll look at the slightly heavier things, but at the end of the day, it's all laughable. You know, that's all we can do. It's we're talking about me getting fit in my 40s, trying to stay fit in my 40s. If you've seen me in the gym, it's a pretty laughable situation.
Oh, that's great. Just let us know quickly, are there still some tickets available?
They definitely are. So we're open tomorrow and we're at Artscape Theatre, and those tickets are available at CompuTicket.
Smile Breakfast.
Smile Breakfast.
6 tot 9.
6 tot 9.
With Bobby and Lindy.
Smile. 90.4 FM.